My uncle, my father's brother, was an exceptional priest. He is one of the reasons why I was inspired to become priest. He was a diocesan priest in the diocese where I grew up, Brescia, northern Italy. He never left the diocese, he never left Italy. But somehow my uncle was a great missionary. He had a missionary spirit. He was committed to the works of social justice. He founded a community for the rehabilitation of drug addicts. He also founded a cooperative, a housing cooperative, to find shelter and housing for homeless people. He, the greatest of his achievement, he founded a missionary group, lay people, who every year would spend their money and their vacations to go to third world countries to work, building churches, schools, clinics, what have you. Well, one of those volunteers was my dad. Growing up, I remember seeing my father every summer buy his ticket and fly either to Brazil, to Ecuador, to Rwanda, to Congo, to Kenya, to Albania, and so forth, to work as a construction worker, building whatever was necessary for those missions. Well, my uncle had a motto, a slogan. He said, "We become rich by visiting the poor." And I can witness to that. I saw hundreds of men and women who were transformed by their experience in the missionary field. Some of them were professors, doctors, many were blue-collar workers. Some of them were devoted Catholics, others were non-practicing. Yet they all came back enriched by their experience working with the poor. The opposite, alas, it's also true. We become poor when we are indifferent to others, to poor. We heard in today's gospel, a man extremely wealthy. We know that because he was dressed in purple. Now, purple was a very difficult color to dye in those days. It was the color of kingly attire. And this man was dressed in purple and fine linen. Actually, the funny thing is that the word that is used in the original for fine linen is what we would call today underwear. He was so extravagant that even his underwear were fine, were exceptional. How do we know this? Because every time he left his house, he had to step over Lazarus, and Lazarus got to see the fine underwear. He dined sumptuously every day. I mean, I love a good meal, but every day, sumptuously? He really was extravagant, outrageous, lavish in his lifestyle. And there was a man at his door, covered not in purple garments, but covered with sores. Not dining every day sumptuously, but starving to death. You know, in antiquity, the Romans especially used to eat with their hands and clean them with bread. Now, the poor would eat the bread. The wealthy would throw the bread crumbs to the ground for the dogs to eat or for slaves. Well, Lazarus wanted to fill himself to eat those crumbs. But the man, the rich man, was absolutely, completely indifferent. He did not even see him. He felt no compassion. Then the things changed. They both died. Lazarus was received, embraced in the bosom of Abraham. What he had never received in his life, a hug. he finally received in the afterlife. But the rich man was buried, yes, he had a proper burial. Only wealthy people could afford that. He had a burial, but ended up in hell. And now, the one who had it all is begging. He wants mercy, the one who never had mercy. He says, Abraham, have mercy on me, have pity on me. Not only that, he actually feels love. For the first time in his life, he is concerned about his brothers. You know, this is hell. Dostoevsky said it in the Brother Karamazov. He says that hell is the inability to love. He feels it, but he cannot love his brothers. He is now in hell. The gospel wants to make us think about how we treat others. We have been listening throughout these past few Sundays the parables of mercy. The prodigal son, the lost sheep, the lost coins, and so forth. And today we are invited to reflect on the opposite of mercy, which is truly indifference. I think it was Mother Teresa who said, the opposite of love is not hatred, is indifference. The rich man did not do anything else wrong. We are not told that he was a thief or he was dishonest. Simply, he did not care. He was indifferent. You know, Jesus is telling this parable to the Pharisees who believed in the doctrine of retribution. The doctrine of retribution goes like this. You get what you deserve. If you've been good, the Lord will bless you. The Pharisees were wealthy, were well off. They thought, we deserve it. Lazarus, on the other hand, is poor, is sick, naked, lying on the streets. He gets what he deserves. But we know that this doctrine doesn't work. We know that oftentimes those who are good, those who are innocent, suffer, while evil people thrive. Just look at the book of Job. Even today, I believe that certain churches have a theology of prosperity. They basically preach, if you're good, God will bless you. If God blesses you, you will prosper. But that's not the way it always is. We are invited instead to meditate on the fact that oftentimes good people find themselves in dire need. And we cannot answer with indifference, just ignoring them. Because Matthew 25, the parable on the last judgment, we are told that Jesus says, I was hungry and you gave me food. Lazarus was hungry. I was naked and Lazarus was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and Lazarus was covered with sores and you cared for me. I was a pilgrim without a home and you welcomed me, and Lazarus was lying in the streets. What the rich man failed to do was to acknowledge that in his brother Lazarus, God is present. And another interesting detail, we don't know the name of the rich man. Tradition called him Dives, but Dives is only the Latin word for rich. Instead, we do know the name of the poor man, Lazarus. It's a reversal of what usually happens in society. We know the names of the famous and the rich. The poor are anonymous, but the gospel turns that upside down. We know the name of the poor person. You know why? Because when you know someone by name, you cannot turn your face away from them. You can't ignore them. Just knowing the name draws you into a relationship with that person. Whatever you do to them, Jesus says, you do to me. Whatever you did not do to them, you did not do to me. There are five brothers in today's parable. They're still alive. Well, they represent us. We are the five brothers. We can get the message. We can still make a difference. We can still look after the poor. And you know, let me say a word of thank you to many of our parishioners. There are many in this parish who do that, who collect canned food or non-perishable food for the Christian Service Center. There are some who volunteer. I know someone here today that volunteers with Matthew's Hope. Others who volunteer also at cooking food at the food pantry at the Christian Service Center. There are many volunteers in our St. Vincent de Paul Society. We are all invited to have that same kind of charity, of mercy, of compassion for each other. Remember what JFK once said, quoting an Irish statement. He said, for evil to triumph, the only thing that is necessary is for good people to do nothing. We can't simply do nothing. Let me share with you a story about LaGuardia, Fiorello LaGuardia, the mayor of New York in the 30s. Once he was presiding over a New York police court, and a woman was brought to him accused of stealing bread to feed her children. Fiorello LaGuardia said to her, you broke the law and there is no exception. I am going to fine you $10. But then he took out of his own pocket the $10 and gave it to that woman so that she could pay the fine. And then he said to all present, I am also going to fine each one of you here 50 cents for living in a city where a woman has to steal to feed her children. And so he called the bailiff and gave him his famous fedora, and he collected those 50 cents. The total was about $50, which he also gave to that woman. You know, late Chicago Cardinal Francis George, once at a meeting of benefactors, said, the poor need you to get them out of poverty, but you need them to get you out of hell. Because it is not a sin to be rich, obviously, to be wealthy, to do well. But we cannot ignore others. We cannot simply say, I don't care. We are invited today to be merciful as the Father, and to allow other people's suffering and pain to touch us, to make us compassionate for them. Let us pray that we all become more and more people of mercy, people who prepare for the next life by being generous and kind and compassionate toward the poor. Amen.